Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Hey guys, welcome to the first show of It's Written Here.
It's going to be a spooky start.
I'm Kirsty.
And I'm Jasmine. And today, I will read a review of a Poison Apple book.
And I'll read a beginning of a student story for you to finish off.
Okay, let's get into it.
Jasmine, I heard that you read a spooktacular book.
I sure did. It's called Midnight Howl and it's pretty scary.
It sounds great. Can I hear more about it?
Sure. It's about a girl called Marisol. She and her mum moved from the city to Montana for a few months and stay with their friends. Their twin kids, Jack and Haley. Marisol loves looking at the stars so far away from the city lights, but she feels creeped out by the woods right by their house. She's even more scared when her new friend Lily warns her about the wolves that are most dangerous around the full moon. When she notices Haley disappear several times late at night, Marisol starts to wonder, could she be friends with a werewolf?
You're right, it does sound pretty scary.
Yeah, it sure does. And if you like the sound of that book, then all you have to do is go down to your library and borrow it.
And don't forget, it's called Midnight Howl.
Hey, Kirsty, I think it's time to rate that book.
Great thinking, Jazz. I would rate this book 4.5 stars.
I would too.
Jazz, you forgot one thing.
Really?
You forgot to tell us how many pages and the best age for this book.
Oops, I completely forgot. Okay, well, this book is 180 pages. But between the series, there are about 150 to 180 pages. And the suitable age is between 9 and 12 years old.
Perfect. That means I should read it.
That's a great idea. Hey, Kirsty, I think it's time to read that start of the story we've got.
Okay, let's get on with it. Run, my friend screamed. She didn't have to tell me twice because a huge dog was bounding after us, his owner hot on our heels. I looked back at the dog. It was the ugliest thing I've ever seen. It looked like it had just been hit by a train and then pulled back together. The sight of the mutt almost made me sick, but his owner had a whole new look. He had these strange, snake-looking eyes with a hideous skull and huge ears. That reminded me of an elephant. If I had to sum the pair up into one word, it would be revolting. The look of both of them together made me almost puke. What a sight! I swear that sight will make me have nightmares for the rest of my life. It has just permanently damaged my brain.
Wow, that was a great start of the story.
Sure was. Now if you'd like to finish that off, go ahead.
But don't forget us to send your comments.
We would love to hear from you.
If you're interested in sending us your comments, then go to the Radio Karen website, click on It's written here and then comments.
Hey Jazz, I think it's time for this week's competition.
You're right, Kirsty, it is. So, what is this week's competition?
This week's competition is about monsters. What you have to do is write a short story about them.
Wow, that's a spectacular topic.
Sure is. If you'd like to write a story on that, then go ahead.
And once you've finished, save it as a Word document and email it to info@radiocaram.org. That's info@radiocaram.org.
And next week we'll announce the winner.
But don't forget to write your name and phone number on the story so we can call you if you win.
So get writing on this week's topic of monsters.
Hey Kirsty, I'm sad to say this, but I think it's time to say goodbye to our listeners.
I'm afraid you're right, Jazz.
But before we do, don't forget to send us your comments.
And if you've read a great book recently, tell us the title and the author too.
We would love to hear from you. Get online and have a look at all the other radio shows and don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter.
Make sure you also tune in every Wednesday at 1:30 to hear more. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along?